Hola, welcome to the Creative Human Podcast. This is Vanessa Farino, your host, and I'm thrilled to have our next guest, Erica Batista, who is a lifestyle content creator and the founder of Pretty Kind. Welcome to season four for the Power of Woman.
Hi, guys. I'm so excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. All right. So let's get right into it. Is there a fun fact that you can share with us that maybe people don't really know about you, or it's just truly a fun fact that others might know?
A fun fact, when I was little, I've always loved animals, and I guess that's where my daughter gets it from. I used to say that I wanted to be a marine biologist.
Ooh.
I don't know where that came from, because like I don't know how to swim, so that's the funny part. I can swim from end to end in a pool, but like if I was in the ocean, I would totally drown. So yeah, that was like my childhood. I think it came from like one of my cousins wanting or studying that, and I wanted to be like them. So, but yeah, it's totally unrelated to anything that I want to do as an adult.
Those were like double fun facts. Thank you for sharing. And talking about...
Oh, I don't know how to swim, right? I don't know how to swim.
Like you do, but not like in the ocean.
I can be in the pool, right? Like from one corner to the other. I can swim, but yeah, no, I can't thread... That's what it is. I can't thread water. So odd.
There's no judgment here. I can totally relate because I am fearful of the oceans. Like I've learned to swim. I was like forced to learn to swim as a little girl. But I was fearful of the ocean. Well, I go into my mind and I think, what a beautiful world is underground. But like, I don't know. It's just my
For me, it's like it's so big.
Right. It's like a different planet.
Right.
I don't know how
my brain goes there.
Right. I don't know how it's gonna react at any moment. Even I love the beach. Like that's one of like our favorite vacations. But I'm very like, you know, respectful, cautious
of the waves. And I couldn't do surfing either. And when I see people right riding the waves and doing these things, I'm like, that is beautiful.
Yes.
But I am good where my feet touch the ground.
Hey girl, that is me.
Oh my gosh. Same. All right. So let's talk a little bit more about your upbringing. What was life like for Erica?
Oh God. I feel like I've been telling my story much more lately, and I'm actually really proud of it. I'm able to speak about it without crying now because the more you speak about it, the more you're comfortable with it.
Really?
Yes, I love it. I love where I am, and I'm happy to share with you guys. So basically, I grew up with a single mom who is Ecuadorian, and I was born in Miami. I don't know why we didn't stay in Miami. So I have the same question. But I was born in Miami, and when I was around 3 months old, I went to be raised in Guayaquil, Ecuador, which I'm very proud of. My early childhood memories come from. So I, you know, speak, read, and write very fluently in Spanish. I was there until I was 10 years old, and I came back to New Jersey, and I didn't know any English whatsoever. So it was very hard for me, basically, the first couple of years. I was a very shy little girl. Again, we always lived with family. My mom, you know, worked really hard. And I believe that coming from that very nurturing small family, well, my extended family is big, but it was just me and my mom, you know, like my direct family unit was just me and my mom. But I was very lucky to be basically raised by six women, my grandmother, my aunts, my mom. And I think that's where my very powerful, I don't like some words, people take them as negative, but I think dominant is a positive. It can be a positive because it's a very powerful word. I think that's where my powerful, assertive personality comes from, because all I've known is very strong, hardworking women from when I was a little girl.
Yeah. Do you think the family of Saint, does this align with you? You know, that you come from a family of like a matriarchy and like la matriarca, and like the women come together and they're very powerful and bold and assertive.
Yeah, literally. I think back now, my grandmother passed away, unfortunately, during the pandemic. May 20th, it's going to be 3 years, actually. But she, when I look back, and you know, to us, you know, when you're little and to use just like a nature, seeing people do what they do. Mm-hmm. I'm like, how did she do it? She was such a businesswoman from very early on. She was like in charge of over there in Ecuador in the banks. There's like these like big lunch rooms, right? Like where they serve the employees. And she was in charge of not one, not two, but like three at a time of big clinics in Ecuador, and she was directing and, you know, giving direction to everyone. She had a lot of employees under her. She woke up very early. My early memories of her is waking up very early in the morning, and she had the dining room table haciendo las listas to go to the market, because over there is like fresh food market,
right,
to basically cook the food for the day for the banks, for her businesses, right? And that's, I look back now and I'm like, wow, like from the very beginning, us women, we're such bosses. But sometimes it comes second nature. It's just like, oh, this is what I have to do. But it's instilled in me now that I am so grateful to like my grandmother, to my mom, because that's how I was raised. And the same thing with like all of my aunts. I look back at it now and I'm like, that's definitely why I am how I am, you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you for sharing that. And what a wonderful story to be able to come from, you know, your ancestors who are that, and that you're able to bring through and blossom as a full adult, as yourself, that also who has done healing. But I think the most beautiful thing is, like, I'm connecting the dots as you're the CEO of Pretty Kind as well. I'm like, to me, I'm like, that is even more powerful from my lens, knowing this information. Like,
Absolutely. It's almost like full circle. Not almost, it's full circle moments for me to look back and where my life is now. And I owe it all to them. Like, absolutely. I take no credit. Like, I tell my mom all the time, you know, recently she was staying over for a couple of days and we were talking about some things. And she was like, I remember, you know, like working so hard. Sometimes, you know, she didn't speak English when we came. She learned as, you know, the years went by. But she remembers going to these agencies to look for work in the morning. And she's like, and she didn't drive. Like, not only does she not have a car, she couldn't physically drive. She didn't know how to drive. Because in Ecuador, they would just take taxis, right? So she says that she remembers going to these job agencies in the morning and sometimes missing the van because, and she was, I can't imagine, like, I would be crying every single day. And she's like, and just waiting for them to call me because, and it was like 5-6 in the morning, you know? Yeah. So figuring it out, whether it was like with a ride or a bus, I just think back and I'm like, it's incredible. It's incredible. Like my mom and some certain women, especially from our culture, come and the dreams that they make a reality in this country, period. You know, without the language, without the knowledge, some people don't know how to drive. They don't know that the literal town.
And right.
It can happen. So we're the very byproducts of that.
The level of resilience that comes through our, you know, generations is mind blowing. And one of my favorite quotes is, we are ancestors' wildest dreams.
I love that quote too.
Right. And I constantly am thinking about that. When I do things, I think about them because all of the skills and knowledge, you know what I mean, that I have as my greatest zone of genius as well. I'm like, it's because of them. And I'm like, how can I make them proud, but also do things that align with me?
Right. Right. You're like, I never want to lose that, like that culture and that, you know, that bond that we have with them. Right. Like they could, some of them, like my grandma, may not physically be here, but they will always be here through us, you know?
Always, always.
Love it.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I love my grandma also doesn't know how to drive.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, to this day, though, my mom drives now. She speaks English, so she drives all the things, but she only drives locally. So I moved literally just 20 minutes away, but you have to take the highway. So she doesn't drive here. We have to pick her up.
I like
that about her.
But regardless, they always make things work. It's not like obstacles. It's for them. It's like, okay, how do we go about it? There's always a solution.
Exactly. Oh my God.
Solution oriented.
Exactly that I feel that like our life was like, okay, so I don't know how to do this. How do we make it happen anyway? And that's, I'm such a problem solver. I don't want to dwell in, oh my God, it sucks. It sucks. It's so true. I want to like, okay, but what's the solution?
Right.
You know, it comes from my ancestors, like my, you know, how I was raised.
Right. Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about what your career has been like as a lifestyle content creator. How did you get into it? What opportunities are you most proud of?
So I've always loved fashion and beauty and everything that we call girly, right? Like all the things. I love being a woman. It's one of like my proudest things. I don't know how else to express it. I just love it. So when I got married, I was 25 and we got pregnant when I was 27. And at the time, I was working in a real estate, like commercial firm or like company. And I remember there was like the buzz about blogs and all these things. And I was reading blogs and I got pregnant. And though my biggest dream in life was always to be a mom, I knew that, well, I wanted to make that dream a reality, and I was currently pregnant, and I was one of the happiest times of my life. I remember thinking, like, shoot, like, I also don't want to lose my womanhood. Like, I love who I am. I love who I'm becoming in this new stage in life, but I want to have something that's mine. So, like, I very, like, low-key started this blog, didn't tell many people. I was like, nobody's going to read. It's going to be for me, you know, like, I want to do something for me. So I started this blog, no pictures of me. It was nothing like anything that today. No pictures of myself. It was pictures of things that I love, like beauty items, like boots, style, whatever. And I was always talking about other people, like inspired by, you know. And somehow then Instagram came along, right? And somehow I loved Instagram from the beginning. But I started posting and it just started growing. Like my platform started growing little by little. And I will never forget the first time I was invited. So someone, her name is Maria, if she's listening, I always tell her, like, it was because of you that it opened up my eyes. She worked at this PR firm in New York City, and she invited me to, I believe it was the Old Navy, like, spring preview. And hello, like, at the time, I was like, what, you want me to go? And she, of course, was Ecuadorian. She's like, I'm Ecuadorian. I see that you're, you know, how we stick to, like, our people, right? And I would love to have you. And I was like, what? And then at the time, this was a huge deal. Like, they were sending like a black car for me. And I was like, oh my God, what? Like, yeah, it was amazing. It was the whole experience as like a up and coming, or we didn't even know, blogger, you know, at the time, from both the brands and the influencers or content creators, was incredible. Because anything that I would get, whether it was a PR package or like an invitation, it was like the biggest deal for me, you know, like it was like
yes.
Wow, you want to work with me, you know, but it was a different feeling than now, because now you're used to it, right? Yeah. So I always cherish those moments, like the very beginning. So I started getting invited to these events. It was Old Navy, Urban Decay, and like all these like different brands. And I saw like the potential with, you know, working with brands. At the time, it wasn't paid. Little by little, I guess I started getting more followers and people started seeing me on the platform. And then I found Latina Bloggers Connect, which is now We All Grow.
Yes.
And I became part of their network. And that's where I got my first paid work, which I won't ever forget. It was with Neutrogena. And I was ecstatic. I was like, oh. They paid me $100 at the time. I would never forget. Created the content, did all the things, and I was very, very happy. And it was just kind of like a domino effect, like one after the other. And I still had my job. I had, you know, my son, my firstborn was Ben. And it happened that it was like the perfect storm. The place where I was working for started selling their portfolio. So I asked my boss after my son was born, I said, you know, I would like to come back, but only as part-time. And at the time, he had no part-time employees. So I thought he was going to say no. And I was like, this is going to be my opportunity. So we had a really good relationship. And he basically made a part-time position for me to stay. Right. So that speaks a lot about the kind of relationship we had, the employee that I was and the employer that he was with me. So I ended up staying. We closed out the portfolio. And at that time, I said, this is my opportunity. So I gave it my all. I always loved taking pictures, not just of myself. Like, I'm that girl that's taking pictures of everything from very young. And I started giving it my all, different content, consistency, you know. And I just started growing and growing and getting more opportunities. I've been invited to Disney a few times as a creator. I've worked with Target, Walmart, Cosmetics, so many brands that I'm so proud of. And I realized it was only about 6 years ago that I said, okay, this is what it's going. So I've been blogging for 11 years. The first 5 years, it was on and off. I had part-times in between. So it was my part-time job. But 6-ish years ago, I said, this is going to be what I do, you know? And I love it. I love the flexibility with my life, with my kids. I wouldn't trade it for the world.
Oh, I love all of that. Thank you for sharing all of that behind the scenes stuff.
There's so much. I could talk about it for days. Like, you opened that little can of worms. I could talk about it for days. I mean, it's 11 years worth of like experience and stories. Yeah.
Okay. So we'll have to do a whole other season of like creators' stories. And then we'll have you on that. I think that'd be so cool. Okay. So thank you for sharing all of the behind the scenes. We'd love to have you for a potential future season so we can dive into all these other creators and their really exciting stories that they have. But now I would love to talk about what is the inspiration behind Pretty Kind and why.
So Pretty Kind, my newest baby, I'm so proud of. So I launched Pretty Kind October 2021 after the pandemic, but it was one of these things that I had in my mind for a long time. Not Pretty Kind specifically, I want to be clear. I knew that because I had the platform and the loyal audience, the next step that made sense for me was to create my own brand. But for a very long time, a couple of years, I did not know what I wanted to do. So of course, like many of us, pandemic happens and all our light bulbs start going off, right? So my husband had always pushed for you're always talking about fashion and clothes and promoting all these other brands and do your own. And I was like, yes, but I don't want to just do clothes and that's it, no meaning. I've always been very clear that everything that I do is very intentional. It needs to have a purpose. So that was my intent with Pretty Kind. And after pandemic, we're all in sweatshirts and sweatpants and the loungewear and everything. And I was like, how cute would it be if I create this brand, this intentional apparel brand with affirmations with which I have spoken on about years throughout my content creation career years. And that all started when The Secret, well, them years ago, 15 plus years ago, came out. That's how I live my life. Affirmations, intentional speaking. So it made total sense that I would create a brand that was affirmation-based, positive messages. And it's just something that's been so meaningful to me because though we're only a year and a half old, everything that I do and every launch that we create, it has a lot of intention in work and the behind the scenes that a lot of people don't get to see. So for me, anytime that anyone buys a piece or it messages me or wears it. I've gotten messages that say, because of my sweater, it's such a good reminder, I've been able to do this or that. And that's exactly what I wanted. That's the literal dream that I had. I was like, I don't want it just to be a sweater. I want it to be a sweater that changes the person's day a little bit. That reminds the person, the customer, whoever's buying it or wearing it, that things will be okay.
Yeah.
That's literally a testament to my life, it's how I've lived my life from a little girl without knowing. And as an adult, I started using affirmations very intentionally with everything that I wanted to do. And when I tell you everything, my marriage, my kids, my house, the trips I've taken, everything has been very intentional. I've always dreamed of this life because I didn't have it.
Right.
My hope is that people who go through certain things, maybe in different aspects, can understand that you can absolutely create the life of your dreams, whatever that means to you. To some of us, it may be a family unit. To some of us, it may literally be own a house because you didn't have that, right? Mm-hmm. It may be the career of your dreams. It may be whatever it may be to you. That's what I hope that my brand brings a reminder of every day and pushes you little by little.
Yeah.
Make this possible and this will happen for me.
And I am 1,000% believer of everything that you say. But for anybody who's listening, you have to get something from Pretty Kind. And I honestly tell you, I wore the sweatshirt to an event, to a launch event. I think it was 2 weeks ago. And I was so proud and I was like, oh my God, I feel so good because I love my affirmation that was on my sleeve as well. But
yeah, invest in your happiness, right?
Invest in your happiness. But I thought the most beautiful aspect of it was the attention that it brought to other people to remind them, right? To remind them because they were like, oh my God, that's such a beautiful sweatshirt. Where did you get that? And I was like, you have to go to Pretty Kind. I was like, the founder is Erica. I was like, I was on a panel with her just a few weeks ago. And I told them about the story and they were like, oh my gosh, let me get the link. I'm going to follow them. And it also is creating a community of people who are like-minded.
And see, that's exactly, you see how you're it starts a conversation. And that's exactly what I wanted. you know, what the invest in your happiness means to you, what it can mean for other people, the quality of the sweaters. And I'm very, very excited to share that we're launching not one, but three new products.
Oh my gosh, I can't wait.
This month.
Okay, put me on the wait list, okay?
Thanks. Yes. They're so cute. So it's not apparel.
Yes.
And that's my biggest dream, to completely turn Pretty Kind, which that's where we are. We're like smack in the middle of it. It's going to be a full lifestyle brand. My dream is that when you wake up in the morning, you are using like a Pretty Kind product that will remind you, thank you, God, for this day. You know, you wake up and you're like going to take over this day because you can, even though not every day is as amazing when we wake up, but you can completely turn it around. And my hope is that from the top of your morning to the end of your night, you're, you know, reminded through my Pretty Kind products.
Yeah. Okay. So Pretty Kind's taken over this summer, everybody. Yes. Just sign up for the wait list. Can you share with us one of maybe your proudest moments thus far in business? Maybe.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Maybe what?
Maybe this launch coming up is it.
I'm not sure. We shall see. I hope so. I hope everybody loves it. But one of my pretty proudest moments, actually, I've always wanted to share my story. And this year, I've spoken, I believe, in 3 panels. And to be honest, those have been my proudest moments. One of them was The Power of Women, you know, which I was very proud to be in. And just to be able to bring my story, my brand, and our do-good side of my Pretty Kind has been amazing. Like the feeling that I get after speaking in front of an audience about what I do is indescribable. Like I never thought, I always dreamed of it. But when you make it happen and you're in that moment, it's like an outer body experience, because you're like, wow, this is really happening. And I'm sure, I mean, I don't know. I was going to say, I'm sure it happens to a lot of us. You know, when you have something planned out and you have dreams of like this brand or this whatever career that you want to build, and when you see it happen, when you're living in that moment, I could cry like in those moments, you know, because it's wonderful. So those, I've always wanted to bring my story to more than just my social platforms. I love a human connection of a person to person, eye to eye. So speaking in these rooms have been very, very awesome for me.
That's so amazing.
I hope to do more. Like, I'm really excited to this year continue doing more of those.
Yes, yes, absolutely. And okay, can you tell us this season, right? We're talking about the good, bad, and ugly and all the things about entrepreneurship, but we're getting a little raw. Is there something in particular in business that people don't see or might not know what happens behind the scenes that you can share in like transparency and vulnerability?
Oh my God, yes. If you guys only knew everything that happens, because I have the two businesses, right? There's like two sides, and I'm going to share both content creation and, you know, business owner as far as Pretty Kind in the brand. So for content creation, you guys, it is wild that you guys get to see the full highlight reel when I post, whether it's, you know, an organic post or a paid post. But the amount of work that goes behind the scenes from the very beginning, like dealing with, you know, the contract, the rates and all of that. But then you have times where, you know, you go into back and forth with the brand, like, okay, this is like my idea, right? Like, what, staying true to yourself, basically, right? Like, you want to stay true to yourself with what you're creating for it to connect with your brand. I don't shoot a ton of content with my kids, but that is, I should actually start posting the behind the scenes of those, because those are pretty interesting.
You just posted one, I think, within the last 24 hours.
Yes, I did.
It was so adorable. And I literally thought to myself, I cannot imagine how much hard work went behind this.
Because
you, right?
So much hard work. That was actually, yes, with Target. They wanted a family outfit for spring. So I did it with my daughter and my son. So my son is 2.5. So you can imagine a toddler doing this. But something I always am very clear about with the brands and just with my audience, like, I never want to force my kids. So we do what we can best in their very natural habits. My daughter loves it. My daughter loves the camera. She loves pictures. She's a very mini me. But yeah, there's a lot of work that goes behind it. Basically, you have a lot of hats, from creative director to lawyer, basically, to, you know, you are the creator. So you're the talent. So it's hard a lot of times to have something, for me at least, I have an idea in my head and to put it into content, right? Whoever I'm shooting with. But yeah, it's not easy. There's a lot of time spent and there's a lot of headaches sometimes with trying to nail down how you want to, you know, produce something. And then as far as Pretty Kind, for me, the hardest part that has been quite challenging that people might not think about is basically the samples, the very beginning of the production of any item. So getting the samples of what you want. So I could have the most gorgeous like piece of item in my head to try to find and source out exactly what you're looking for. So I know for me, full transparency, when I launched, I had this idea of what things would be like, right? So I tested, I touched multiple sweaters. I ended up going with this one specific style and I didn't love it 100%. You know, like I don't originally love the person, the shop that I work with. The professionalism wasn't there. That was a big headache because now everything is printed. I have to sell these pieces, you know? So it's very difficult sometimes to create something, have the product made and it not be to your full potential that, you know, you envisioned.
Right.
And then have to sell it, you know? So, but as the years have gone by, this is my second year, I've learned to kind of be more patient. And in the patience, you find that the timing is correct because you will put out something that you feel better about. So I'm very proud of what we have right now. The quality, the, you know, print shop that we work with is amazing, like all of that. So it does take trial and error. And there's a lot of little things here and there that have to be ironed out. But there's challenges in everything. But with challenge, you know, comes success. So I'm okay with all of it.
Thank you for being vulnerable about that, because I often feel that product-based businesses don't necessarily get the credit that they deserve. I remember when I had a product-based business, I was like, wait, aside from selecting your actual inventory and making sure it is what you wanted, then there's like inventory control when it comes in, which is like a complete other nightmare.
Let me tell you how at the beginning I would do right inventory control. Oh my God. Things were crooked or like wrong or like a sweater had like a hole in it. And you know, this is the first time that I do this. I kind of like I have that personality. Like I want to do something and I'm going to give it my all, but I'm also learning through it, you know? Yeah. And I didn't know what to do. I'm like, oh my God, I expected to say like 50 and now I have like 47, you know, right. Whatever. Yeah, so it's a big headache. It's very scary. I feel like I find it very scary.
Yeah,
these new products that I got, they came out beautiful, but it took, you know, things are expensive. You know,
right.
Like not sitting here trying to launch like the cheapest products just to
on
like
quality, of course.
I want quality. So you guys are going to see they're very very cute, the new things we have coming. But you know, on the back end, like it's not cheap to outsource these products and make them what you envision. You know, I have a very clear vision in my mind of what I want to put out and what I want it to look like, you know?
Yeah. I am so excited about these future collections coming out. I'm really pumped. Where can people go to shop?
Yeah. So right now we are on prettykind.co. So not com, but co. So prettykind.co. And also on Instagram, it's at prettykind.co as well.
Love it. Okay. Is there anywhere else we can go to support you? What are the other things that our listeners can do?
Absolutely. You guys, my content creation page is at By Erica Batista. And that's where you will find my lifestyle content. And you can also always check in there to see where we'll be popping up with Pretty Kind. As well as anything that I have going on. We do have newsletters on both platforms, and those are always good for up and coming news.
Amazing. And finally, what does it mean to be a creative CEO to you?
Oh my God, I love that question. I feel that a creative CEO, first of all, I love that you chose that name. It's so powerful and it connects with so many of us. I'm such a creative and it's like, it makes me so proud to be the person that I am, to have been able to create the life that I have. And that's exactly what a creative CEO means to me, like a boss mom, a boss woman who kind of takes reign and control of their lives, who creates this wonderful life, which goes aligned with my sweater. I am creating the life of my dreams. Whatever, like I mentioned before, whatever that may mean to you, a creative CEO to me is a person who is diligent, who is organized and structured, and really believes that they can do anything that they set their mind to.
Mic drop.
Love it.
Erica, thank you so much for joining us. I can't wait to have you back. I hope you all enjoyed this episode and we'll see you soon.
Bye. Thank you for having me. I love being here.